in the name of Jesus Christ. And we welcome you to the True Word Radio Program of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida, at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where you're always invited to come and hear God's Word preached in its fullness, preached as it was on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church, when devout men of God became pricked in their hearts and cried out to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, them that are far away, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." We hope that you will stay tuned and hear the world's foremost minister, Bible analyst, and authority on the divine and inspired Word of God, none other than Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker. After this selection, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Chief Elder Walker. God bless, and we hope that some of the words can be a contribution to your salvation.
Amen. Give them both a hand. Amen. Amen. And greetings, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ. In glory to Him who not only made the world, but everything that is in the world. Yes. I greet you, amen, this morning in that holy and that precious name of Jesus Christ. And for all of those who will hear this, amen, broadcast by plan, amen, I greet you also wherever you are, wherever you may be, amen, in the holy, precious name of Jesus Christ, and welcome you, amen, to set in and to hear the reading this morning, amen, from our holy scriptures that may be able to give you an idea, may be able to give you some insight on what each and every one of us must do in order to please God to the fulfilling of His promise of eternal life to all those that believe upon His name. We just thank God, amen, that we have, amen, a place in history where we have proclaimed, amen, a love for God. Throughout all of the dispensations, we are able, amen, in this time to claim a love for God, not only according to what is written, but according to what is in our hearts and what is in our souls and what is in our minds, His holy and everlasting Spirit. We just thank God for what He has done, amen, to come and do in our times what could not be done at any other time, the bringing of a plan to salvation to the human family that will enable them and all of their children, whosoever that will call upon the name of the Lord, to be saved. We're thankful, amen, to have a God and to trust in a God that has such qualities, has such attributes that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has, that would never leave us, nor would never forsake us, that would never lie to us, that will always tell us the truth, that will always be there in time of need. And by the stripes that He took on His way to Golgotha, we are already healed. It is just marvelous to have a God with all of those attributes. Amen. No other God in all of the universe can equate to the true God. Amen. The true and the living God whom we know by the name of Jesus. A holy, precious name that is given among all, amen, all the names. This name, Jesus, is above all that could be uttered. There is no name that could be uttered, amen, by man nor beast nor angel that could be greater than the name of Jesus. There's no name that could be written by the greatest scholars and the greatest pensmen that ever lived on this earth that is greater than the name of Jesus. It is a name that will endure forever and forever for all generations. The name of Jesus will be the holy name through which we seek to identify, amen, our relationship with God, the Father, the Eternal Spirit, through the name of Jesus Christ. I encourage you to continue in the name of Jesus. Whatever you may do in these last days is to continue in the name of Jesus, for that is the name that will save you. The righteousness that is found in that name is the righteousness, glory to God, that was ordained before the foundations of the world unto our glory, that we might be able, amen, this day to give him praise and to give him thanks for bringing us out of the darkness of sin into the marvelous light. It is he that we must always remember. It is he that we must never forget, the man named Jesus, who came and did it all, through which no one else could do. No one else had the knowledge. No one else had the power except Jesus. He came and he did it for us. We must be thankful. We're glad today to be able to give you another reading, amen, of his holy scriptures, through by some means, amen, some of it, amen, might be able to encourage you. Some of it might be able to keep you, amen, glued upon the foundation that you're standing on, and some of it might be able to bring those, amen, into the truth of God, amen, who know not God nor have ever experienced his unconditional love. By some means, we hope these readings, amen, will be a benefit to each and every one of you, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ. We know that God's word can be a help. Amen. And Paul made no exceptions as he wrote to his favorite church, amen, the church that was there at Ephesus, whom he took his brightest pupil, amen, someone by the name of Timothy, amen. And after he had received the apostleship from Jesus Christ, he took, amen, Timothy, who was now an apostle of Jesus Christ, and ordained him as first bishop of the church of Ephesus. He wanted the best leadership, amen, in the church of Ephesus, because it was that church that had the greatest promise of enduring. It was that church that had the greatest promise of continuing in the word without the interference that would come, amen, from the world and from the flesh, amen, as some of the other churches were bothered with. So he took Timothy and he put Timothy over this church, amen, that was located in the city, the ancient city of Ephesus, to where the saints of God would be informed, where they would be taught according to how he had taught Timothy, making him aware of all of the things pertaining to God, and making him aware of the counsel of God that needed to be declared unto the church, so that the church would not have anything wanting. And in Paul's epistle, he picks up there, and we're going to go to the first chapter for our reading today. He picks up there, amen, in regards to the church in Ephesus, by committing to the saints and letting them know how blessed they are, amen, for being born this time, in this time, in this dispensation, where the grace of God has appeared unto all people for the purpose of bringing salvation to each and every one. Amen. And we'll begin our reading at the first chapter, first verse.
Ephesians chapter,
yes,
1.
Yes.
Beginning at verse 1.
Yes, thank you.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, mm-hmm, to the saints which are at Ephesus.
Yes.
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Now he, glory to God, hallelujah. He, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he made it plain that it wasn't by his will, but it was by the will of God that he, amen, be, amen, known as an apostle of Jesus Christ. And he wrote to the saints that are at Ephesus and to all of the faithful in Jesus Christ. Not only did he include, amen, those that were seasoned, born again, Holy Ghost-filled saints, but all of the faithful, and the church has a lot of faithful people, amen, that are striving for perfection, that are working towards, amen, the perfection they must reach in order to be recognized as saints of God. So he included all of the members of the church here that were faithful and believing upon the name of Jesus Christ.
Grace be to you.
And grace be to you.
And peace from God our Father.
Uh-huh.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
And peace be from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All of the spiritual gifts is what he is referring to here. He has blessed us with all spiritual gifts in heavenly places in Christ.
Mm-hmm. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. According as he has chosen us in him, glory to God, each and every one of you have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Angels had not walked down the aisles of solitude. Heaven and earth had not been created when God chose you unto salvation. Mm-hmm. When God chose you, glory to God, in him, in Jesus Christ, glory to God, that you might have eternal life. That you should be holy and without blame before him in love.
My Lord.
The love
Hallelujah.
For him. That you should be holy and without blame before him in love. Because when he presents his church to himself, that church is going to be holy and without blame. And we as members must likewise, Paul is telling the church here at Ephesus that they must, amen, be holy and without blame before him in love.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
mm-hmm.
according to the good pleasure of his will.
According to the good pleasure of his will. He looked down upon mankind and saw man lost for all eternity. But according to the good pleasure of his will, he had a predestination for us, amen, unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Through Jesus Christ, we would be able to once again be recognized as children of God. We lost that recognition because of sin. Amen. When Adam, glory to God, committed sin in the Garden of Eden, we lost that recognition as the sons of God, or the sons and daughters of God. We lost that recognition. But through Christ, through the pleasure that he had, the good pleasure of his will, through Christ, he was able, amen, through adoption, to bring us back to that which we were in the beginning, the children of God. We know we just ought to thank God for the work and the glory that he saw, amen, in man to be able to predestinate us unto, amen, the adoption of children by Jesus Christ.
To right. the praise of the glory of his grace.
To the praise of the glory of his grace.
Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved.
Whereas he has made us accepted in the beloved. We were lost, we were dead to sin, but through Christ he has made us accepted. Amen. Through, amen, the perfect blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He has made that which was lost. He was made that which was down. He has made that which was wrong, he has made that to his praise of the glory of his grace. He has made us accepted in the beloved.
Mm-hmm. In whom we have redemption through his blood.
All glory to God. And we got there through the blood of Jesus. We got to where we can now be the children of God through the blood of Jesus. Nothing else would do. Nothing else could do. It took the blood of Jesus. Amen. A blood that was perfect enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That had a life in it that could be extended to us that we could live again. Amen. And when we look, amen, at what God did here in regards to the perfect blood, and I know this is metaphor, and don't take it wrong, but it is something to consider. Amen. All of the universe, glory to God, hallelujah, was created when God spoke the word. God spoke the word and the universe was created. Heaven only knows how big it is. Amen. It is big and big and big and getting bigger. Amen. That was the Big Bang when God spoke the word. Spoke it like that. And all that you see when you look up into the heavens is only 0.5% of all that is out there. Glory to God that God spoke and made it fall into place just like that. Yet it took God 42 generations to perfect the blood that was going to be able to make us once again be the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
42 generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To bring the perfect blood to mankind in order, glory to God, for us to have the redemption, amen, through that blood and the forgiveness of what?
Of sin.
And the forgiveness of sin.
According to the riches of his grace.
According to the riches of his grace. The riches of his grace. The grace that abounds, glory to God, hallelujah. The grace that has been extended upon man from time to time. This grace, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that caused us to be able to be redeemed through his blood. This grace, as Paul said, for by grace you're saved, as he referred back to the grace, amen, that God had upon Noah. Amen. He had upon Noah. Amen. And that the whole world was infested. The whole world, glory to God, amen, had become, amen, in a world of sin. The world had become to where, amen, there was no good in it no more. All that had happened had caused, amen, the world to become a quagmire of sin on top of sin. Yes. But God found grace in the eyes of Noah. And Paul said it's that grace that we're saved, because that is the grace that God found that allowed Jesus Christ to come into the world. Amen. If God had not found that grace in the eyes of Noah, then Jesus Christ could not have come into the world, because then all of the world would have been destroyed. But because of the grace that God found in Noah, made it possible for him to keep the promise that he made in Genesis 3, amen, that a Savior would come into the world, and in whom, through that Savior, we have redemption through the blood that it took 42 generations to perfect, and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of that grace. Yes. Glory to God that God has found, amen, in us from time to time. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, amen, glory to God, to look back and give God the thanks, glory to God, for the grace, amen, that he finds in us as we continue to improve ourselves and as we continue to strive to reach that perfection to where we can be holy and without blame before him in love. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read on a little bit more.
Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
He has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
God, hallelujah. Not only, amen, has he abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence, but he has made known to us the mystery of his will,
according to his good pleasure,
according to his good pleasure,
which he has purposed in himself,
He's made known, glory to us, the mystery of his will, amen, which in other ages had not been revealed, glory to God, as it is revealed to us today, glory to God, through the preaching of the apostles and the prophets,
amen,
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. How he made known, yes, unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
All things in Christ.
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Glory to God. That is his will. That is the mystery of his will.
Yes.
That he may take all things.
Yes.
Whether in heaven or whether in earth, and gather them all together as one, for there will be no distinction. When the apostles asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Glory to God, hallelujah. And as he began to explain to them how they are to pray, he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of God. Amen. When God, amen, created the earth, amen, and when God restored it and put man in here, amen, the will of God was that the earth be like heaven. Amen. He even not only put man in his image, amen, but he put man in a little garden, amen, in his own little kingdom. And he gave man, glory to God, dominion over all of the earth. Amen. Whatever man wanted is what man did.
Yes.
Amen. Because God had, amen, given him dominion, because it was his will that earth be like heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was his will that earth, amen, operate, amen, as heaven operated.
Yes.
Amen. And that went good until sin entered into the picture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It entered into heaven, but God could get rid of it in heaven. And now sin is in earth. Amen. And there's no way, amen, to deal with this sin except through the big resolution, which is not ready to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he has made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. And the mystery of his will was that all things be the same in heaven or in earth. And because of that will, amen, through the Son Jesus, he was able, glory to God, to have restitution and regeneration to where the earth and God's people, amen, would be like those, glory to God, that are in heaven. This is why we have to be holy and without blame.
Amen.
Glory to God, hallelujah, in order to be presented as part of that church. Glory to God that he is going to present to himself. And in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he gathered together, one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth. All of the things that are in heaven, glory to God, all of the things that are in the four corners of heaven that are scattered round about, and all of the things that are in earth, if they are good and if they are perfect and if they are holy, will be presented to God as one in the fullness of time.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be a wonderful thing to see this thing come to an end. It's going to be a wonderful thing, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, to see it finally be played out to where we will all be one in all, whether we are here or whether we are there, amen. There will be a coming together by the will of God, Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was planned by him before angels walked down the aisles of solitude, that heaven and earth would be one and the same in regards to the goodness and the righteousness that is found in him and through his son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. In whom
also we have obtained an inheritance.
We have obtained an inheritance.
Being predestinated.
That we've attained an inheritance. There's something, amen, that we've been able to obtain, glory to God, through, amen,
being
the
predestinated
coming of Jesus Christ. Being predestinated
according to the purpose of him.
According to the purpose of him. Being chosen,
yes,
according to the purpose of him.
Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own
who
will.
Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We see here, amen, trying to, amen, give us an understanding that through him we have obtained an inheritance and we've been preordained according to the purpose in him, the purpose in God. God's purpose, amen, was that man was created for his glory. And God said, I will have, amen, I will have that which is mine. Nobody is going to rob God of his glory. Nobody is going to take from God that pleasure that God intends to have. Glory to God, irregardless of who they are, irregardless of who they are, and where they're coming from and where they're going, nobody is going to take God's pleasure from him because he has worked it, amen, according to the counsel of his own will. Amen.
The entire
God, being the God that he
program,
is, can have counsel with himself.
Write to Elder Walker,
amen,
at
to
P.O.
Make
Box
the determination,
Titusville,
amen,
Florida
32781-0039. A lot of people, amen, they're go
or
to
call
this verse
1-800-414-0441.
Hallelujah.
And let
amen.
Him know
no,
that you want
nothing
the rest
but
of this
one
program.
In heaven, and that's
meanwhile,
God, and he works everything
we
after
encourage
the counsel
you
of his will.
Come
glory
back
to
next
God,
week
hallelujah.
For more of this exciting word of
God. Don't need no help.
God bless.
Huh? God
and
don't need no help
faith.
In heaven. There ain't nothing in heaven that there needs help. Huh? Everything in heaven is fine. Amen. It's been running just like that since God made it. And that was from the beginning.